Okay, today's Daf Chav Gimel. We're on the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis, about six lines before the lines get wide, where it says Ubeis Hatzvita V'chulu. Today's year we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas Malka Bas Yona. So it says the Mishnah had said that there were different parts of a kli that could become tamei. Only a portion of the kli would become tamei, not the whole kli. Midaraisa, there's no such thing. Midaraisa, you have such a thing where Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Makom Shetzvoto. It's the place where you grab onto it. It's the handle. V'chein hu omer, like it says in Rus, V'yitzbat la kali. And he gave her the parched corn. Rashi says that the targum on the word V'yitzbat is V'oshit, which means to hand. Like Hoshata, when you hand something to someone else. So, it's the lashon of a handle. Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Makom Shenikhi Hadas, Tovin. It's the place where the Niki Hadas, Rashi says, the Istinis, where the very, very particular fine people, it's a place where the fine particular people, Tovin, where they dip. Rashi explains that you have a Kli, and you don't want to, like, you know, those, you have them sometimes in the restaurants. They have a Kli, a plate with partitions. So the spaghetti goes in one spot, and something else goes in the other spot. So the dip went in its own spot. It was separated. That's the Beis HaTzvita, a separated portion of the same kli. That can become Tamei, even if the rest of it does not become Tamei. Tani Rav Bibi Kamei Rav Nachman. Rav Bibi taught the name of Rav Nachman. Kol HaKelim Ein Lehem Acharayim V'toch. No such thing. No such thing where you have a keli where part of it becomes Tamei and part of it becomes Tahar. Ein Kol HaKelim Ein Lehem Acharayim V'toch. They don't have a back or an inside to be special. Echad Kachi HaMikdash, whether it's a kli for kachim, the achad kachi agvul, or whether it's kachi gvul. What's kachi gvul? Kachim not in Yerushalayim? What is that? What is such a thing? And so the Gemara says, Amalei kachi gvul maininhu. What is kachi gvul? Kachi means holy. Gvul means everywhere but Yerushalayim. What's that? You're only allowed to eat kachim in Yerushalayim. What's kachi gvul? Truma. It must be truma. What else could it be? But we learned in our Mishnah, Acharayim V'toch U'Beis HaTzvita L'Truma, that there is such a concept of partitioning a kli, breaking up a kli, and making only certain parts of it Tameh and certain parts of it Tahar for Truma. So the statement of Rabbi Bibi in the name of Nachman doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no, you know what it means. Dilma L'Chulin Shenasu Al Taharis HaKodesh Kamarta. Maybe we're talking about Chulin, ordinary Chulin. Regular food. The people used to treat all regular food like it was kachim. And they would keep all the stringencies of kachim, they would keep them even regarding ordinary food. Why? Because they were very special people, and they wanted to pretend and act as if they are always in a state of tahira, and they would even treat the chulin like that. So,
what's the meaning of kachim gvul then?
So kachi gvul means that it was, no, not truma, regular food, regular chulin, that they would treat as if it was kachim.
Why the word gvul?
Because it's everywhere but Yerushalayim, in the boundaries, in the outlying areas, everywhere else but Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, you have regular kachim. So then he said...
So the gvul now is from the other side.
Right.
From Kutzla, yeah.
Exactly. So he said, Adkarta Milsa... The Amar Rabba Baravua. Now you reminded me of what Rabba Baravua said. Achas Esri Milos Chanukan. Our Mishnah had 11, or it was 10, Milos Chumris regarding Kachim. And not only that was in the Mishnah on Shabbos. Sheish Rishonos Bein Lakodesh, Bein Lachul and Shanasar Tyrus Hakodesh. The first six of them were held, were applied, whether it was Kachim, or even if it was Chulin that was treated like Kachim. And this one, about the back or the Beis HaTzvita, the handle, becoming Tameh, and the rest of the Kli remaining Tahar, was in that list. It was in the first six. Therefore, Achronos, but the last few in that list, in the Mishnah, Achronos L'Kodesh, Avlo L'Chulin Shenasar Tyrus HaKodesh. Those were only Tameh regarding Chulin, regarding Kodesh, but not regarding Chulin that was treated like Kodesh. So the one on the list here of the portions of a kli being tamei that applied even to chulin, so it's all, everything's consistent. What's the Beis HaTzvita? A handle. Next, the Mishnah said, "Hanosi es hamidras." If somebody carries midras, In the Mishnah, this Gemara is very difficult. It's very hard to reconcile the Gemara here with what we learned on Shabbos. Because the Gemara here says, the Mishnah said, that Hanosi is Hamidras, if somebody is carrying something which is Tamei Midras. What's Tamei Midras? Tamei Midras, Tumas Midras, is something that normally is used by a person for walking, leaning, hanging, reclining, sleeping. Rashi gave an example of a shoe. A shoe is a perfect example. Somebody walks with a shoe. You walk on a shoe. So a shoe is something which is Tamei Midras. What does that mean? That means if you're a Zav or a Zav or a Nida, then you make that shoe into an Av HaTumah. Very unique, special Tumah. Rashi in the Mishnah had said that the case is you're not a Zav. The shoe is a Tumas Midras, not because of you. Or maybe you already went to the mikvah. That shoe is Tamei, unrelated to you. We'll see why that's relevant in a minute. Anyway, so what did the Mishnah say? No siyas ha-midras, if you're carrying this shoe, and this shoe is Tamei Tumas Midras, no siyas ha-truma, you're allowed to also carry truma. Why are you allowed to also carry truma? Because what's the fear? The fear is, you're going to make, somehow that shoe is going to make the truma Tamei. So the barrel sealed anyway. So the chashash is you can open the barrel, stick the shoe inside. We're talking about a kli cheres. So the only way you can be metame that food is inside. It's a little bit of an unusual, remote chashash. We don't have such a chashash. But avalo is a kodesh. But you can't do that for kodesh. You can't carry a barrel of kodesh meat and also carry a tumas midras. We don't allow that. So the Gemara says kodesh my time alo. So why kodesh? Why not? So the Gemara says, there was once a story, the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, this guy was carrying a barrel of wine, Kodesh wine, wine that's going to be used for karbanos. He was carrying it around from place to place. The Nifsika Ritsua Shel Sandalo, his Ritsua, the strap of his sandal, fell off. It fell off. The Natla, he took it. V'hinicha al pi chavis. He put it on the mouth of the barrel. And what happened? V'naflo la'avir chavis. Somehow it fell into the airspace of the barrel. Falling into the airspace of a kli cheres is metame whatever in the kli cheres. Even if it doesn't touch the actual food items. As long as it's in the same airspace. And therefore, v'nitmeis, it made everything in their tame.
It was tame
to mas midras. So Rashi, so the case here is
the person who was the mother himself was Tamei.
Yes, and he made the shoe into a Tumas Midras. He was wearing it. It then broke by wearing it exactly, which is contradicts what Rashi said on Shabbos Daf on the case of the Mishnah and how to reconcile that. I didn't have a chance to look. I mean, somebody must discuss that. I just don't know.
The shoe was a Tumas Midras, and the shoelace was part of that Tumas.
Right. Right, so Tosfos asks, wait a minute, if the shoe broke, don't we have a rule that only full kelim can be tamei? Once a kelim is not complete, it can't become tamei. So how is it possible for this strap to be tamei? So first of all, the Tosfos Rid takes out the line of Ritsua Shel Sandalo. He reads it, the sandal itself. Sandal itself, not the Ritsua, because they're Nechanami. So Tosfos there is a big Yisod. Tosfos says that if the strap could still be used with the kli, it's still called a kli. So somehow you wrap the strap around your foot with the shoe, you get it to work. Somehow you get it to work. It wasn't totally beyond use. If it's totally beyond use, then you're right. It's not a kli. Here you can still somehow manage to use it, so it was okay. Anyway, what do you see from here? That since there was once happened that a person was carrying kudjim and he managed to be metame the kudjim. So they made Xera. Don't carry kachem, you're carrying medras. Right? Ba'osa Shah Amru, Hanosi es ha-medras, Nosi es ha-truma. You're still allowed to carry truma, Avalo es ha-kodesh, but not kodesh, that you can't carry. So they're going, wait a minute, Ihachi truma nami. So how can you carry truma? Same problem. Maybe this is going to happen. So the Gemara says, no. Hamani, who is the author of this whole story? It's Rabbi Hananya ben Akavi. The Amar, he says, whenever you make a Xera based on a story, then lo asru for example, he said, lo asru el biyardain ubisvina umaisa shahaya. We're going to have a case in a minute where also they made a gzera because of a story. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavi said, we only limit the gzeira to the exact specifics of that story. For example, over there it's going to be the Yarday in a boat, and because of that story, so too here. The story was only about Kachim, we only asked for Kachim, only Kachim, not Truma. What's the reason for that? So the Chazanish says, because without the story, the Chacham did not see fit to make this gzeira. Chacham made a lot of gzeiras that had nothing to do with stories. They were choshesh A, so they asked B. Or, it was a gzeira. They made a lot of gzeiras went on in the world. The Chacham had a lot of gzeiras. But the only reason they made this gzeira is because of the story. If not for the story, they would never have made such a gzeira. So the gzeira is limited to the story. Otherwise, they wouldn't have even made it. It's a little far-fetched, a big chashash. So they limited it to the story. That's what the Chazanish explains. Maihi, what's the story? The Tanya. We have in a brisa. Lo yisa adam mechatas va'afachatas. A person is not allowed to transport the mechatas, the mayim that is used for the paraduma, or the afarchatas, the afer, the ashes, the avirim beyardain, and transport them in the yardain, ubasvina, or in a boat. V'lo yamod b'tzadzeh v'yizrakeim l'taracher. You can't stand on one side and throw it to somebody else over there. V'lo yishiteim al p'nei amayim. You can't swim with it. V'lo yirchav agabe behema. You can't ride a behema. V'lo agabe chaveiro. You can't ride on your friend's back. Ela imkein hayu regalav nagas b'karka. Unless he's standing on the floor. Aval but ma'avirin agabe hagesher. You can walk on a bridge with it. Rashi explains, because the beginning of the bridge is on land. Right? You're walking on the air, but the beginning, so it has the shaykhs to land. The eno choshesh achar hayardain, v'eno choshesh. So the walking on the bridge is okay. And he says, echad hayardain v'echad shayna haros. It doesn't really make a difference if it's the yardain or any other river. You can't transport the afar on a river. Why not? Because we're afraid, as we're going to see in a minute. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya Omer, no, lo asru el biyardin ubesvina ukeshemayis shahaya. They only asked the yardin, a boat, and because of the story. So you can ride an animal, you can swim, just not on a boat. Why? My ma'isa shahaya. What was the story? Dam review dam arav. Ma'isa ba'adam echad. There was once a story. Shahaya mavir mechatas the efer chatas biyardin ubesvina. He was transporting the mechatas and the yardin on a boat. The nimtza kezayis mace tachav bekarka oseh shel svina, and there was a mace at the bottom of the boat, and the mace was mile, was an ohel, and it mizmatame the paraduma, ashes. It happened. So b'osa shah at that time amru they said lo yisa adam mechatas va'afarchatas, you can't transport it like this v'avirein biyardain b'svina, and transport it in the yardain in a svina. Can't do it. I don't know the metzias of how on earth it would be necessary to transport the afar of the paraduma from the yardin. It had to be done on harazesim. The slaughtering of the paraduma had to take place on harazesim. So where are you bringing it from the yardin? I don't know. All these kids, a bridge. I don't know what's going on here. How did this happen?
Where did this under? After it was made, wasn't some of the transported things ruined for Pesach?
No. I think that the Paraduma procedure had to take place on the Beis HaMikdash. Couldn't do that in Haifa. Couldn't sprinkle people in Haifa. No. So I don't know what the metzias of this kid. What's maybe the other stuff, the azov grass and the water, that could have been transported, but how could he get the afar somewhere else? I don't know. I guess it must have been that somehow it could happen. I don't know how. So Yibayelahu, so the Gemara just has a few questions. Sandal Tameh, Sandal Tahar Mahu. That means, so we know that a Sandal Tameh is a problem. What about a Sandal Tahar? So we're going to be Gozer, not wearing Sandal Tahar, Atu Sandal Tameh. So the Rosh Hashanah says, that's an unbelievable thing. We're not going to allow you to wear any shoes at all. Because we're scared that if you're wearing a Tomei shoe, it's gonna be Tomei, it's gonna rip. It's even tar shoes. That's very, 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 very interesting. Or Mahu Chavis Pesucha Mahu. I'm sorry, Chavis Pesucha Chavis Atuma Mahu. So we know that an open barrel is certainly a problem. What about a closed barrel? Or Nose Avar Venasa Mahu. What if you did it? Not supposed to do it. What if you did it? What if you were going? What if you carried the shoe and nothing got tame? So that's a machlokas. That already have machlokas. Rav Yila Amar Im Avar V'Nasa tame. We're metame it. It's a gzeira. Rav Zeira Amar Avar V'Nasa V'Tahar. No, if you carried it b'di'eved and nothing happened, it's tahar. Right. So what's the hesber for Rav Yila? Why should it be tame? So we have that, right? There was such a thing as bishalakum. Right? If a guy cooks for you, right? What's the gzeira? We're afraid. We don't want you fraternizing with goyim. We don't want you hanging around goyim too much. We don't want you being pals with goyim. What if they cook for you, lamaisa? The halacha is you have to throw it out. You're not going to marry this guy. Nothing's going to happen. Doesn't make a difference. Same thing over here. The gzeira is you can't wear shoes. You can't wear tameh. We're afraid that you're going to be metameh the kachim. And what if you carried it and you weren't metameh the kachim? We make it tameh anyway. But Zera held no. If you did it, Lamaisa, did it become tameh? It's still tahar. Next. The Mishnah had said that kalim that were nigmar metahira had to be tovaled in a mikvah. I mean, the keli was finished. You made a brand new keli. You made a brand new bowl. Before you could use that bowl, you have to put it in the mikvah. So Gemara says, why do you have to do that? De gamrinhu man. Who finished this bowl? Who worked on this bowl? Who was the one that made this bowl? Ilema de gamrinhu chaver. If a chaver, a talmud chacham, someone who's careful in tumah, he's the one. So then lamalahu tvila. Why do they have to put it in the mikvah? We have a presumption that these people were very careful. There's no tumah in that guy's workshop. Why do you have to put it in the mikvah? There's nothing wrong with it. It's tar. Ella digamrinu amaretz. So what are you telling me? And amaretz is the one who did it. And they're and amaretz is not nizer in tumah so much, so we're afraid it became tumah somehow. If that's true, then nigmarin b'tahira karelu? But we say he was finished in tahira. And amaretz didn't finish it in tahira. Mistami finished it b'tumah. Because everything in there is tumah. He's tumah. So what do you mean he got finished b'tahira? So Amar Rav Bar Shila, no, Amar of Masna, Amar Shmuel, Lalam de Gamrinu Chaver. Really, a Talmud Chacham is the one who finished it. So why do you have to put in the mikvah? Umishum Tzinura de Am Haaretz. We're afraid of the spit, Tzinura means spit, the spit of an Am Haaretz. What happened? That you're a big tzaddik. You're very careful. But an Am Haaretz came by one day, and maybe some of his spit fell on that kli, and he made a tummy. Therefore, even though you're a chaver, you have to put in the mikvah. So the Gemara says, when did the spit fall? If the spit fell before you finished the kli, halav manahu. It wasn't a kli yet. The halacha is only finished products can become tamei, not on the way. So when did the amaret spit? Ella basa de gamre. Afterwards, muzazoyer buhu. You don't want to let these guys into your store. You're a chaver. So when did it happen? When did the spit fall in this kli? If it was before, it's still tar. It's not a finished product. And if it's afterwards, you're careful. That didn't happen. So Gemara says, "Ola mikame de gamre." Really, it happened before you finished. For Dilma, what's the kashash? The idna de gamre, when you finished the kli, adayin lachahaya. It was still moist. There was still spit on the kli. Right. He came in to inspect, and it wasn't finished. It's not a problem. Some spit got on that kli. 5 minutes later, he finished it. Now it's fit, but the spit's still there. So that spit is going to be tame the kli. Therefore, you have to go to the mikvah. Therefore, now what do we say? Tvila in, it has to be going to the mikvah, but Harav Shemesh lo. It doesn't have to be Harav Shemesh. What does that mean? You don't have to wait for nightfall. You're allowed to use the kli right away, as soon as it goes into the mikvah. Now, if that's true, that's a diyuk from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, new kelim have to go into the mikvah. You have to wait for nightfall? No. Mikvah, yes. Nightfall, no. That's a diyuk. If that's true, if that diyuk is true, masnisin delo ki Rebbe Elazar. The Mishnah is not like Rebbe Elazar. Because we're going to have a machlokis now from left field, from Parah Aduma, and we're going to bring that machlokis back here. What's the machlokis at Parah Aduma? Ditnan. Shvoferes shechatcha lechatas. You want to make a kli to use for the Parah Aduma procedure. So what do? You go out into the field and you cut a reed and you're going to use that reed to hold some stuff, afer, water, something for the Parah Aduma. Well, that's what the word chatas means. Shfoferes, a reed, shechatcha, that you cut, lechatas, to use for a chatas, Rabbi Elazar Omer, yitpol biyad, miyad. You have to toivel that right away. As soon as you cut it off, you have to toivel it. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, yitma, first you have to make that kli tamei. Va'achar kach yitpol, then you can put it in the mikvah. Meaning you have to go out of your way to be metamei it. We're going to see why in a few minutes. V'havinan ba, and we asked on that Mishnah, the Mishnah's in Parah, and we asked on that Mishnah, Dechad Chaman, who's cutting this reed? Who's the one who's cutting this reed? Ilema Dechad Chaver, if a Chaver, Talmud Chacham is the one who cut it, Salam Litfila. Why do you have to put that in the mikvah? You cut it off, you fashion it, why do you have to put it in the mikvah? You're a Chaver. You're someone who's Nizer. Ela Dechad Chamaret, rather who cut it? An Amaret. I mean, is it possible that the Kahanim would allow an Amaret to be involved in the Paraduma? Probably not. So somehow it happened. So what are you saying? An Amaret is the one who cut it. So Bahal Lema Rabbi Yeshua Yitma V'Yitbal. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. You have to actively be Matame it and then put it in the mikvah? Why do you have to do that? It's Tame anyway. An Amaret was involved. Hatame V'Kai. It's already Tame. There's an Amaret involved. Whenever that Amaret's involved, everything's Tame. So why do you have to actively be Matame it? The Amar Rabba Bar Shila, you know why? Amar of Masna, Amar Shmuel, La'olam Dechad Chachaver. Really? Who cut it? A Chaver. The Umishum Tzinur Da Amarat, and the only reason why you have to be Toivel this, or you have to be Toivel, we're going to say right now, is because an Amarat spit on this Kli. Again, Denaf Alemas. When did that spit fall on the reed? Ilema Dekame Delechatche, if it fell before he cut it. Ha'olav Manahu. It's not a Kli yet. Still attached. Ve'ela basa dechatcha. Rather, it happened after you cut it. Mizazarbu. You're very careful. Same thing. So Gemara says, you're right. Lola mekame dechatcha. Really, he spit before you cut it off. Dilma, maybe we're afraid. But in the dechatcha, when you cut it off, adayin lachahu, it was still moist. It was still moist. That's why it's tamei. Now, bishlom al Rabbi Yehoshua, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, Hainu de'ikah hekeiro l'tzedukim. So then why am I being metamit? I'm being metamit to show the tzedukim that they're wrong. Because the tzedukim held that everything that had to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm sorry, everything that had to be done regarding Para Aduma required people that were already Harav Shemesh, meaning 1,000% tar people. Ditnan, metamin hayu et ha-kohen ha-zarif et ha-para. Not only would they, not only here, the actual person who was burned up the Parah Aduma, we would make him Tameh. Not Tumas Meis, we'd make him Tameh somehow. Why? We'd make him Tameh, then we'd make him go to the mikvah, and now he has to wait for nightfall to eat Kudshim. But he's allowed to burn the Parah Aduma. Based on Rashi, he says, based on Sukkim. Based on Sukkim, he's not considered that Tameh. He's allowed to be involved in the Parah Aduma. But Tzedukim said, no way. We want to show the Tzedukim they're wrong. We would go out of our way to be metame somebody just to make him go to the mikvah. He's now waiting nightfall. He's the one who's involved in the Parah Aduma now. Dafka, this guy. The Tzedukim would never allow such a guy. We want to show the Tzedukim they're wrong. We would Dafka pick such a guy. Same thing with the Kli. We would Dafka go out of our way to make this Kli Tame just to show the Tzedukim they're wrong. Lahotzi Meliban Shal Tzedukim. To undo the Svara of the Tzedukim. Shahayu Omrim, they said, the Ma'ruve Shemesh Haisanatis. Everything had to be done with people that were Harav Shemesh, meaning they already had nightfall. Perfectly Torah people. That's why you're going out of your way to make this Keli Tame. Elul Rebbe Lazar, but according to Rebbe Lazar, wait a minute. Iyamit Bishlam Ba'alma Be'inon Harav Shemesh, if by every Kli in the world you always need Harav Shemesh, Hainu De'ikah Hekeril Tzedukim. So here, what are you doing? What did Rebbe Lezer say? Rebbe Lezer said, be tovel it right away. Why be tovel it right away? Because it's Tame. Why is it Tame? Because an Amaret spit on it. So normally he held, every Kli in the world needs Harav Shemesh. This one doesn't need Harav Shemesh. Why? To show the Tzedukim they're wrong. But our Mishnah, we just made a diuk. What was our Mishnah? Our Mishnah was not talking about Parah Aduma. It was talking about Stam Tuma. And what did we say? You have to toivel it. You don't have to wait for nightfall. Then how are you showing the Tzedukim they're wrong? according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ella, I amrit ba'alma lo b'inin harav shemesh. You never need harav shemesh. Our Mishnah said that. You never need harav shemesh. Anytime you toivel a kli, you can use it right away. So then, my heker lo tzedukin. How are we showing tzedukin they're wrong? You always have to do this. What's special about here, by the Paraduma? You always have to do it. It must be our Mishnah. Can't be like him. Because it doesn't make any sense. You always have to do that. So the Gemara says, no, I have a case. Amar Rav. Rav said, Asa'uhu kitame sheret. No. You know what it is? We treat this kli as if it was touched by a sheret. That's Tumah Daraisa. That's heavy stuff. We treat it like that. That always requires Harav Shemesh. And here it doesn't. It's a big hecker. We're telling the Tzedukim they're wrong. So the Gemara says, fine, that's very lovely. Elamayata, but if that's true, the lo sitame adam. That shouldn't be mitame a person. Why? Because a person can't become tame from touching something which touched the sheret. A person's touching this kli, he's not going to become tame. Alama tanya, why did we learn, chodcha, if you cut off the reed, umad vila, you put it in the mikvah, torn to vila. You yourself have to go to the mikvah. Why do you have to go to the mikvah for? You didn't do anything wrong. The Ella, right? You didn't become tame. Why have to go to the mikvah? The Gemara says you're right. The Ella, rather, asoho ketame mace. No, we treat this reed as if it touched the mace. Then you have to go to the mikvah. Your tame is mace. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Ihachi, if that's true, tiboy hazar shlishi shvi, you should require the sprinkling of the paraduma if we're treating you like a tame mace. Right? So what are we saying? We're saying we're going to use this kli even though it's tummy, as if we're treating it as if it touches tummy as maize, but we're going to allow you to use it right now to show the tzukim they're wrong. But you yourself should go to get sprinkled from the paraduma. Alama tanya, why we don't have that? Alama tanya, chod chumad bila, you cut it off, you go to the mikvah, torn tvila, you yourself got to go to the mikvah. Tvila in, hazar shlimi shlishi lo. You yourself have to go to the mikvah, but you don't have to go to get paraduma sprinkled on you. So, what do you mean with treating it as if it's tamei meis? It's not true. So the Gemara says, you're right. Lo, ella, asu ketamei meis b'shvi shalo. No, we treat this reed as if it's tamei tumas meis on the seventh day. So it's already had it sprinkled on the seventh day. So when you touch it now, you're tamei. You have to go to the mikvah. It's as if you're on your seventh day. And therefore, you don't have to have sprinklings. That's how we're treating it.
Who are we showing?
We're showing the tzedukim.
Tzedukim, or we're showing everybody else that we're not following the tzedukim?
Both. We're showing everybody else that we're not following the tzedukim. They're wrong.
Tzedukim looks at this.
I know.
They're making it like a putting artificial things on it.
Right.
And then they're saying...
Right. So you see from here, very interesting thing, that you're more tahar on day seven than you are on day one. You're more tahar. Right? That's very interesting. The Rishash says, you don't find that by a nida. Is a nida more tahar on day six than on day two? No. It's the same thing. But here you see that as you get more and more down the week, you're more tahar. Right? On day seven, you're more tahar.
Only because there are abundances.
Only because there are abundances, right.
But as if you already have two sprinkles already.
Right. Right. V'atanya. But we learned in the Brisa, wait a minute. May all lo chichu davar bapara. We never make up new chidushim by paraduma. That's a rule. So how could you tell me we're going to treat this as if it's the seventh day with already sprinkled? You don't make up new things. So the Gemara says, no, you know what that means? Amar Abai, you know what that means? Shelo Amru will never say kardam mitame moshav. We'll never make up a new thing by tumah, by paraduma, that has no comparison at all. We'll never say about a hatchet, a kardom, an axe, that it should be treated as tumas moshav. What's tumas moshav? Tumas moshav is anything that you normally sit on. Anything that you normally sit on by certain kinds of tumah has the din of an ava tumah itself. Normally, every time you touch something, it goes down a level. Not certain cases, tumas moshav, a chair, which is something that you normally sit on, and you're a certain kind of tumah, it won't go down a level. It'll stay the same level. But we'll never say that about an axe. You can sit on an axe, can't you? You certainly can, but it's not something you normally sit on. So to treat an axe like a chair, we'll never say that. But such a thing as tumas shivas yamim, people tumas meis, it's all the time, so that's not a chiddush. We're just applying it in a chiddush tickle way. It's not a chiddush. But to say an axe is a tuma of Moshe, that's very big chiddush. That will never say by Paraduma. Kidatanya, like we know, like we learned, v'hayoshev al hakli, that the tumas Moshe is learned that from the pasuk over there when you're sitting on a kli. Yachal kipa sa'ah. Let's say you turned over a barrel that holds a saw. It's called a saw. It's a barrel. V'yashav aleha, and you sat down on it, or tarkav, or you sat on a barrel that holds a tarkav. What's a tarkav? The word tarkav is an abbreviation of treikav, tukav. You sat on such a barrel, v'yashav aleha, and you sat there on it, yehetameh, I would think that that barrel should have the same tumah as tumas moshav, just like a chair or a bed. Talmud Lama, therefore the Torah says, v'yoshiv ala kli, ashi yoshav alav yitma, only something that's sat on. Misha miyuchad li yeshiva. It's miyuchad for yeshiva. It's set aside for yeshiva. Yatzazu, excluded here, is a barrel. Sha'omrim lo, will tell the guy, amod, get up, v'nasim alachtenu. I need that barrel. I gotta do my work with that barrel. You'll never say to a guy who's sitting on a chair, get up, I need the chair for my work. A chair is meant to sit on. A barrel's not meant to sit on. So you tell the guy, excuse me, please get up, I need that barrel. I need that axe. That's not a normal thing to sit on. So if it's not a normal thing to sit on, it doesn't have the din of Tumas Moshav. So what do you see from here? That's what it means when we say there's no Chiddush by Paraduma. It means that there's no Chiddush by Paraduma. We won't take something that has no connection at all to Moshav and transfer it to Paraduma. But to say that an item should be treated as if it's Tomei and it's the seventh day of Tumah, what's wrong with that? That's not such a Chiddush. Therefore, that's not a Chiddush, and that was Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. That's what we do. We take the reed, we treat it as if it's the seventh day. We don't wait for Harav Shemesh, normally we would. That's dagger for the Tzedukim. Okay, we'll stop right here, and we will continue tomorrow. There you go.